I don't remember exactly how much we covered. The last time we learned was last year, so a long time ago. I don't know. So we'll try to review again a little bit. There are different in Siman Shin Chav Ches. So the different categories of people with various conditions over here. So there's one situation where you have a person who's perfectly healthy. He's a bari, and he wants to take some kind of a meichel that no normal person ever drinks. Wants to take a drink that a normal person ever drinks. They only take it l'rafua. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he doesn't have any aches or pains. Doesn't have any aches or pains. So the Shulchan Aruch says that that's permissible. Where is this? The Xeris Refua was only made if there's a Hashash Shema Yishachik Samamanim. Here, in Simon Sif Lamed Zayin, in my Mishnah Berurah, it's page 334. The last line in Sif Shin Chav Ches, the last line in Sif Lamed Zayin. Abel Amein Lo Shum Meichesh Mutter. He's not sick at all. He's a perfect bari. There's no chashash shem yichate b'chon. He's not going to get carried away with himself. Why is the Mishul going to want to drink some kind of a mashket? I don't know. Let's say you have Robitussin or something that you only take when you're sick. This Mishul, he likes drinking Robitussin or something, you know. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that that's not an Issur Refua. The Issur Refua is only if there's an issue.
If such a person does this regularly,
I don't know. That's a good question. The pashtus should be that no, because for normal people it's a refuah. So we would probably ask it for him. I don't know, but it's what to think about. The pashtus should be awesome. So that's the last line of Sif Lamazayin. If he's perfectly healthy, even though he's taking a medication that you buy in the drugstore, but no one is sick, or it said in Shulchan Aruch here, Sif Mem Aleph, on the next page 335, Sif Mem Aleph, Mishen Ishtakir, a person is drunk, and he wants to go daven mincha now. He doesn't want to be drunk. He wants to carry on a conversation. So there's a refuah soyeh, some kind of refuah, you shmei your hands for something, and the drunkenness disappears. I don't know if there is such a thing. Shulchan Aruch assumes there is such a thing. So a shikr is not considered choyla. That's not considered a sick person. He's a healthy person. I remember many years ago when Rav Henkin passed away in the middle of the summer, so we were on vacation, so some of the people from the bungalow colony drove into New York, so I went also to the funeral. It was on the east side. So the hespedim were inside the shul, and by the time we came, the shul was packed, so everybody else had to stand outside in the street, and you couldn't hear so well from the loudspeakers. So everybody was telling stories about Rav Henkin in the street. Did I mention it last time? So we couldn't hear the hespedim from inside. So someone told over a story. He was once in the Ezra's Torah office. Ezra's Torah was a tzedakah that was founded many years ago for the Talmid HaChamim who came from Europe. So Rav Henkin was in charge for many, many years of distributing the money. So, but he was a big Talmid Chacham also, so people used to call up the office and come to the office to ask him Shalas and Aloha. So this one rabbi who was standing in the street said that he was once in the office and someone called on the phone and they had a shayla on Erev Shabbos, are they allowed to use birth control pills on Shabbos? They had to practice birth control, so they wanted to know, are they allowed to use the pills on Shabbos because of Refuah? Rav Henkin said, nobody's sick, goodbye, you're allowed to. There's no Issa Refuah. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, the last line of Sif Lamed Zayin. If there's no Mechesh B'Yalma, just because you're drinking Robitussin, just because you're eating something that's a medication or that's a pharmaceutical, that's manufactured by a pharmaceutical company, doesn't make any Issa Refuah. That's what it says. If a guy is Shikr and he wants to remove the Shikris, so that's not considered a Refuah. Here, one second. Here the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot and Kuf Lamed quotes a suffix from the Shilta Gibeirim. A shifshuf she'osim li'giyei koch, a person is tired all the time. So they want to give him, massage. to make him stronger. So he, the Shulti Gibarim is Mesupik, whether that's considered an Issa Refu. Mdavaz Adayim of the Refu of Yasser, oh no. He's not sure. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that we would Asser it. Why? Because the Magen Avraham Siv Katan Mem Gimel has his claims that he has a Machlekes HaRishayim. Rabbi Moshe has a Tshuva, he's not so convinced that it's a Machlekes HaRishayim, but the Magen Avraham thinks that there is a Machlekes HaRishayim regarding refuah. What if a person wants to take preventive medicine? He's afraid he's going to catch a cold, or he's afraid that he's going to get sick from some kind of a machla. He wants to take pills, he wants to take a medication to prevent him from getting sick. Is the Issa the Gzeres Chachamim of refuah was only introduced if he already is a choila, if he already has a mechesh bialma, and you want to remove it, or even if he wants to prevent himself from getting sick? So the Magen Avraham thinks that that's a machleg zereshayim, and therefore you should be machmer. So the Mishnah Berurah says this fellow who is tired and he wants to have a massage in order to regain his strength, even though the Shulti Gemara was mesupik, maybe that's not called refuah. But the way we're machma like the Magen Avraham, why does the guy want to have the massage in order to be mechazik himself? That he shouldn't be tired all the time, that he should prevent himself from getting sick. So he said this will be included in that issa. According to that Magen Avraham, that should be us.
Would acne medication qualify as not actually being sick? Or acne is considered a main function, therefore you take your medicine?
I always thought acne is a choli, even though the guy doesn't have any aches and pains, but he has a medical condition that he wants to heal. I think so. What?
How is taking something preventative not the same as the healthy person who's taking medicine?
The healthy person enjoys Robitussin. But he's not taking it to prevent himself from getting sick. He doesn't think he's no chash of getting sick. So that's mutter. That says in Shulchan Aruch that that's mutter. But if the healthy person wants to prevent himself from getting sick, so the Magen Avraham thinks that's a machlekes rishayim, and he's machmir. That's the last line in the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Lamed. That's a lot of people take vitamin pills. They're not sick. So if a person, I only take vitamin C pills if I feel I'm going to come down with a cold, or I came down with a cold. Now this week I'm taking vitamin C. But other people take vitamin pills all the time. So for the person only takes it when he's sick and when he feels he's coming down with something, that's called refuah. But if a person takes vitamin pills all the time to be mechazik himself in order to prevent himself from getting sick. So the Pashto says that should be also because of this Magen Avraham. Moshe Feinstein comes up with a chiddush. He thinks that it's not so. He says, what does it mean, vitamin pills? If you would really eat a good diet, people eat potato chips, and they eat, yesterday they ate pizza, everybody was eating pizza, people eat junk foods. So eat all the junk foods, you're not going to be healthy. If you'd eat the proper diet, so you would be healthy all the time. So we eat all the junk foods and then we take vitamin pills. So the vitamin pills are bimkaim, it takes the place. It's as if you ate cheese and eggs and milk and all of whatever. I don't even know what the healthy foods are. As if you ate, have any kilos, kabbalti, as if I ate all the healthy foods. The Moshe says that that's not called the refuah. That's bimkaim. If you take the vitamin pills all the time, that's as if you're eating, well, this is a diet supplement. As if you're eating all of the foods that you should have been eating all the time. Now Moshe thinks that that's mutter. There's a din in Ebenezer. There's a din in Ebenezer. A husband is mechuyev berefuas ishtai, and a husband is mechuyev b'mezaynas ishtai. What if the doctor's, the wife doesn't feel well? They go to the doctor. The doctor says she needs a surgery. It's going to cost $1 million. So the husband doesn't want to pay, so he gives her a get. So by the time she has the surgery, he's not married to her anymore. So it says in Shulchan Aruch that if they already diagnosed her and they already gave the psak that she needs this refuah, or the doctors say she's recovering from sickness and she's going to have medication for a whole year, and it's going to cost a fortune of money. So then the husband divorces her, he doesn't want to pay for the medication. So that he was ready in this chayb refuah sishtoy. So it doesn't help that he's going to divorce her. But mezaynas sishtoy, let's say he doesn't make so much money and he just barely makes enough to pay for his own meals, and he can't afford to support. He tells his wife she should fast every Monday or Thursday, so he wants to divorce his wife, so he won't be mechuyev in mezaynas ishtoy. So it says if once he divorces his wife, he's not mechuyev in mezaynas ishtoy after that point. So then the Shulchan Aruch, there's a discussion from the Rishonim. What if the woman has some kind of a condition that for the rest of her life she has to take medication, not just for a couple of months. For the rest of her life she has to take pills. So there's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Poskim. Maybe that's considered like mezainis. Maybe that's not considered refuah. And but once he divorces his wife, not treibim mezainis ishtam. So that's where Moshe has something similar. He says that the vitamin pills that you take all the time, it's not just to prevent you from getting sick, and the Morgan Avraham holds that that's called, that's also also mishum refuah, preventive medicine. He said, this is like a diet supplement. You always take this. It's considered as if you ate the eggs and the fish and all the healthy foods. So that's like a mezainis. That's not, it's not refuah. Now, Moshe doesn't quote that from Ebenezer, but that's obviously what he has in the back of his mind.
According to
Rav Moshe, if you would actually get sick, you have to stop taking pills while you're sick. No, if the person always takes vitamin pills as a diet supplement to take the place of all of the healthy foods that he should have been eating, he doesn't eat. So that's a mezainis. That's not called refuah. That's mezainis.
Is there anything that Rav Moshe said? Do you agree with the motion?
I'm not entitled to an opinion.
I think you're maybe.
I don't know.
What's the difference between
what would be the difference offering the massage according to Magen Avraham? Why one theoretically wash our hands then? Isn't that also preventive medicine? When you want to get away the germs, so you don't get sick. So in that should be
The Shulchan Aruch makes a distinction why a person is putting on a band-aid in Sif Chav Gimel on page 331 in Sif Chav Gimel. So the Gemara has this distinction. Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Gemara. If you put on, let's say a person is bleeding and he puts on a band-aid in order to cause clotting of the blood, so then that's merape. What if he puts on a bandage that it shouldn't bleed all over his clothing? Or he puts on a bandage because he doesn't want the clothing to rub against the sore. The clothing is going to rub. Let's say it's not bleeding anymore. And he puts on a bandage not for the purpose of clotting. It's not merape. Just if he's wearing the woolen clothing, it's going to rub against the sore. So it's going to aggravate. It's going to make it worse. So to prevent things from getting worse, that's not called merape. It's only an isur refuah if it's really merape. So to wash your hands to remove the germs, I don't think that's not preventive medicine. The Magen Avraham is talking, a guy's taking pills in order to prevent himself from getting sick. He's taking some kind of refuah that's not normal. Washing your hands is probably like a Michael Brim. It's not nika that it's the refuah. It kills the germs.
It's not good for you though to use Purell. You could actually get more sick by using Purell than not using it though.
You get more sick.
Yeah, it's really a real thing. If you use it too much, then it kills the germs that you need on your hands, the bacteria you need on your hands, and therefore you can get more sick.
And a little bit is healthy.
I guess I don't know.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's only too much if you use it extensively.
I don't know. I would think Purell is probably mutter. I think it's like putting on a bandage. Shelo yisare. I don't think it's merape.
So what about if you go to the hospital, if you visit somebody in the hospital?
Yeah.
Purell is really
to
prevent you from
getting sick. That's like washing your hands with soap, with liquid soap. You want to wash your hands with soap in order to not to get sick. I don't think that's refuah. I don't think that. I think that Purell is probably like a Michael Breen. It's not the refuah. It's a way to clean your hands, to keep it clean, keep your hands clean. It's like washing with a lot of water, washing with a lot of hot water with a lot of soap. So I don't think that's like a Michael Breen. That's not my rabbi. I don't think so. So Nachamal, so first you have the din, if a person is a bori, so then the Shulchan Aruch said the last line in Laman Zayin, whenever a person is a bori, then there's no way to refuah. If he's a bari with a mechish be'alma, that's the whole perik shmona shvatzim. Then they introduced the yisur refuah. If he's a chayel she'ein bo sakana, so the Shulchan Aruch, chayel she'ein bo sakana, what's the definition? So the Ramah writes in the last line in Lamed Zayin, that's on page 334, the Ramah writes in Nafal the Mishkov, or if he's a chayel kol gufoy, let's say, has such a splitting headache that everything is slowed down, he lost his appetite, or he has to lay in bed, he has the flu, he has a bad cold, either nafal mishka v'chol kol gufay, or a baby is hungry. We had the Ramo that we learned last time. The baby is hungry, so the baby is going to cry. So the baby is not sick, but the baby has a condition, hunger, that prevents them from functioning normally. Normally, babies play with their toys, or babies fight with their brothers and their sisters, whatever they're supposed to do. And now, because the baby's hungry, so he's screaming on top of his lungs. So he's not sick at all, but that has a status. A person can't function normally because of a certain condition. So that's considered, that has the status of a chol shem b'sakana. So the Gemara says, chol shem b'sakana, amir l'nachri is mutar. See, even on a malacha deraisa, that's the Gemara. We saw the last daf right before Rabbi Elazar de Milo. Elazar de Milo is 8 days after the baby was born. That's on Kuf Lamed Amud Aleph. So Kuf Chof Tes Amud Aleph is when the woman is delivering the baby, all the dinim of Yoledes. So the Gemara said there, sometimes Yoledes has a status of a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, Sofek Sakana. Sometimes she has a status of a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana. So when you have, the Gemara says, when you have a Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, Amir L'Nachri V'Yaisa. Amir L'Nachri is Mutum. Amir L'Nachri is Mutum. So that says here, if the baby is crying because he wants his bottle, so you're permitted to ask a guy to drive, let's say you're in shul, you're permitted to ask a guy to drive home and get a bottle and bring it back to ask him to do a malacha deraisa on behalf of the baby, or to cook something for the baby, to do a malacha deraisa mamash. Amir l'nochri ana deraisa is mutter, malacha mechadu shem b'sakana. So the Ramban thought that if you permit amir l'nochri ana malacha deraisa by mechadu shem b'sakana, it shouldn't be a kalvachayma that you should be allowed to take refuah. Refu is only a gzera de rabban, gzera shem yishachik samaman, gzera shema maybe he'll do b'marech the retia. It's only a gzera de rabban. So that's the way the Shulchan Aruch puts that in situation of a cholu she'ein bo sakana, all refu is amuta. And the Mishnah Brura has a long, take a look, the Bir Aloch on the bottom of page 334, the last two lines. That this is all based on Shekei Mashma Baramban Visi, also those who follow the Ramban, and possibly the Rambam also. But he says that many Rishonim disagree with the Ramban, and they hold, based on the simple reading of the Gemara, that only for Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana do you permit taking refuahs, taking medication. See, he doesn't want to argue with the Shulchan Aruch. He says, look, those who want to be Mekel, Yesh Lamal Misha Yismochu, Ein Vechem B'Yodam. That's what he writes at the end. Arachte b'chol zeh, that's on the bottom of the Bir Aloch on page Kuf Samaches, five lines from the Mahar. Arachte b'chol zeh, levar didas ha-rambam isi yosoi, eina muskam li-yeser ha-poskim she-hizkat me-kom, kam lo-nucha limchas b'yana me-kilim, me-achrei shal-shulchan och sosim ka-vesan, nilsa d'rabbonani, okay. But he really thinks, he's really recommending that one should be makman. That's the Mishkan Zankiv held like that. Mishkan Zankiv said the same. I don't remember that he quoted all those Rishonim, but he says that's what it says in the Gemara. That it's only mutter to take refuah for chodesh she'yesh b'sakana. But we don't follow that Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Aloch. We don't follow that Mishkan Es Yankiv. We assume that we had the klolim when the Shulchan Aruch quoted the four different opinions. Where was that? I forgot already. Sif where? Yud Zayin. Sif Yud Zayin. And then he ends off. You should pass like the third sheet. The third sheet is that Ramban. So the Ramban gave a sweeping cloud that for Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, you matter all gzeres de Rabbanan. You're not matter malochas de Rabbanan, you matter all gzeres de Rabbanan. To be matter malocha de Rabbanan, so that you have to know how to learn. What's a gzeres de Rabbanan, what's a malocha de Rabbanan? So to be matter malocha de Rabbanan, that's only if you have a sakonas aver. We mentioned last time that the Sfidi Yesh had a whole tshuva. He was pushing that we should follow the Meiri sheet, that we should reverse the Psak and Mekubal on Shulchan Aruch. The Hainu, that Shulchan Aruch says Sakana Sefer is not called Sakana, says it's not Deicha Shabbos, not Deicha Kol HaTorkula, Al Pi Pashtus, only Sakana Sachaim. And the Meiri and the Sfidi Yesh thought you have another two major Rishonim disagree. So he explained we don't accept that Sfidi Yesh. We assume like the Ramban, that a Sakana Sefer, you're only Matir, all the Rabbanans, even a Malacha the Rabbanan. But it's only a gzera de rabbanon that by chodesh em b'sakana we matter that. So it's one general klal. So we matter amir l'nochri because we assume amir l'nochri is only a gzera de rabbanon. We matter refuah is only a gzera de rabbanon. Then we had in Shulchan Aruch it said If a person is a choyle shame b'sakona, he doesn't feel well, so the doctor says he'll take a hot bath, he'll get better. If I'm not allowed to turn on the hot water, that's a malacha deraisa bishul, I can ask a guy to turn on the hot water. Choyle shame b'sakona, I'm a nochri v'yosa, I'm a nochri is mutter. So Rabbi Kevegir asks, but fine, the nochri can make the hot bath, how can I sit in the bathtub? There's exeris abalonim, you're not allowed to take a hot bath on Shabbos. So Rabbi Kevegir quotes the teretz, that is only a gzera. Gzera sabalonim is only a gzera. By chodesh shem b'sakana, we allow all gzeras. So we allow taking refuah, that's what Ramban says. We allow mirali akum is a gzera. We allow gzera sabalonim. There's a gemara, the last parak in Erev, and the gemara says a person is a chodesh shem b'sakana, and the doctors say if he'll sleep, he'll get better. But he can't fall asleep. So the gemara says, if you play music, if you play slow, sad music, you'll be able to put him to sleep. If you play dancing music, he's going to wake up. If you play slow music, he'll put him to sleep. So the Gemara says you're permitted to play music on Shabbos to violate the Gzeira Darabanan, because Mashmiach Kol is only a Gzeira. Shem Yisakin Kleshir. It's not even a Malacha Darabanan. You can't say playing the piano is a Malacha Misakin Mona. It's a Gzeira Shem Yobel Misakin Mona. We had a Tosis in Yuma the other day. Tosis says if you have Hadassim and it has more berries than it has leaves, Anovav. If you have anova of merubim me'alav, the anova are the berries. They're more berries than there are leaves. So the Mishnah says that it's possible. In miyaton kosher, if you pulled off so many berries that now you have more leaves than you have berries, then it'll be kosher. Ve'emamata miyantav, but you're not allowed to pull off the berries on yantav because that's misaken mona. So that was a machlokes. Tosfos said that misaken mona is only the rabbanon. Rabbi Kevegir on the side of the Gemara quoted the Mordechai b'shem Rav Yo disagreed that that's a misaken mona deraisa. But Tosfos says only misaken mona is the rabbanon. Yeah.
The last line of Birk Halacha, you say that it's mashma yoser la'achner.
Right. The simple reading of all the Gemaras is mashma not like the Ramban. That's what he says. Right. So the Gemara says that you're allowed to play music to put the cholet to sleep if that's gonna heal him. Then the Magen Avraham quoted from the Issa the Heter. The Issa the Heter is by the Rabbeinu Yoina. We said there were two Rabbeinu Yoinas. There was the famous Rabbeinu Yoina Girondi from Spain, who was a mechutna of the Ramban. Their children were married together, and he the Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina on brachas. That's by the Rabbeinu Yoina, the Shari Tshuva. That's what the Mashgiach in the yeshiva always used to say. He encouraged the boys to learn always Shari Tshuva. So he always used to say, it's the same Rabbeinu Yoin who wrote on Brachas, and that Rabbeinu Yoin you do learn. So you should learn this Rabbeinu, the Zelda Rabbeinu Yoin. So we should learn the Shari Tshuva also. Okay. So that was one famous Rabbeinu Yoin. Then there's a Sefer Issa the Heta that's quoted on every page in Chelek Aleph Yeridea. That's Rabbeinu Yoin Ashkenazi. That's a different Rabbeinu Yoin. He never quotes any Svarta. It's only Rashi and Tosfos and Balei HaTosfos. So the Issa the Heter by that Rabbeinu Yoin Ashkenazi is all on Hilchas Treifas and Basa B'cholav and Melicha and Taruvas. It's all Yerudei Chelek Aleph. At the end, he has one section about Pikuach Nefesh, all the dinim of Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham, they always quote from the Issa the Heter Horach. There are the Issa the Heter. So his is called Issa the Heter Horach, Aleph of Hey. Issa the Heter Horach. So the Rabbeinu Yoin quotes this from the Balei HaTosfos, that tiltal muktzah would be mutter, but makam cholo shem b'sakana. So the marshal that I gave was, let's say the goyisha doctor comes to the house, and he says that the patient needs to go buy some medication, and he says he'll be happy to write a prescription, doesn't have a pen, give me a pen. So I say, it's Shabbos, it's muktzah, I can't carry the pen. So the goyisha doctor is going to say, go fly kite, I'm not interested. I tell him, the pen is in the drawer, please pick up the pen. So he said, if you don't give me the pen, he's not going to write the prescription. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Issa the Heter, you're permitted to be metaltal muktzah. The pen is not even muktzah. Pen is only klisha malachtal yisah. But even mutter metaltal muktzah for the purpose of a chol l'shem b'sakana. Why? Because all of these are just gzeres. Whatever is only a gzera is mutter b'makam chol l'shem b'sakana.
What's mekachu memkar? What's the status of
mekachu memkar? Mekachu memkar is also it's a gzera. It's just a gzera. It's not a malachim in the Ramon. It's a gzera shema yichtov. So you're going to say, if I go to, let's say there's an Erev, I'm going to go to the drugstore, he's not going to give me without a prescription. So I bring the prescription that the goyish doctor wrote for me, and I'll tell him, I'll pay you after Shabbos, but it's still Mekka Chamemka. So Pashto says Mekka Chamemka is also only a Gzera with the Rabbana. So that's Muta B'mok M'chod U'Shem
B'Sakana. If you need to pay him on Shabbos,
could
you also?
Tiltal Muktzah, okay. Money is Muktzah. So Tiltal Muktzah is also Muta B'mok M'chod U'Shem B'Sakana. You have no choice in Muta, yeah.
What
Very questionable. The Chasam Sofer has a tshuva where he discusses there's a triple stira in Rashi's and Beitza. One place Rashi writes, like it says in the Gemara, that Mekach Mem, because the Gzera de Rabbanon, Gzera Shem Yichtov. We're afraid that you'll write it down, keep a record. Then the other place Rashi writes that it's an Issa de Raisa. And the third place, I think Rashi and the Rif. The two Rashi's on the Gemara, one Rashi's on the Rif. So I think Rashi and the Rif says it's an Issa de Raisa. And Rashi on the Gemara in another place says that it's an Iser Mitzoch HaVetzech V'Dabar Dover. So I think the Chasam Sofer says that if you just buy one thing, if you sit all day in your shop and you run business as usual and you take all the money and so on and you don't write anything, you don't do any malacha, so that's a Din D'Oraisa, you're not allowed to do that. That's Shabboson. The Ramban HaChumash has in Parshas Samar. That's a Din of Shabboson. Even if you don't do any malacha, but it's not Shabbos Dik, so you haven't violated any malacha, but you violated the mitzvah of Shabbos. And then he said, but if you only do one, you go to the store to buy one, there's an error, so you didn't carry anything, no Isser Haitzor. You just go to the store to buy one medication, so you can't say that it's a violation of Shabbos. He's not sitting all day in a store and running business. So that's only a Gzera Shema Yichtav, that's a Gzera Drabban. When is it b'matzochafotzecho? I forgot about it. What the third? How does he find answer? When is it medir kabbalah? And when is it a din deraisa? I forgot. But he said, I think matzochafotzecho is also not if he does only one business. He only buys one thing. I buy a sefer on Shabbos. That's a violation. Matzochafotzecho. It depends what you're buying. If you're doing business on Shabbos, that's matzochafotzecho. If a guy buys medication, can you say that's matzochafotzecho? Probably not. Probably not. So that's Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. But if the guy's a Chodesh Hashem is Takana, so then there's no Gzeir Hashem Yichtov. The Gzeir is Amuta.
In general, are those the Israel Medivik Kabbalah, are they Mutter for Chola? Meaning,
you have to do that with November. Usually we assume that the Kabbalah could be Torah Damya. Usually we assume Sofik Deraisa Lechumer Sofik Derabana Lekula. And the Poskim all assume that Sofik Dibi Kabbalah is Lechumer. Or let's say the Rabbi Natam has a tshuva that's quoted in the Hilchus, it's quoted in the Hagos Maimini, but it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchus Tisha B'Av, that on Yom Kippur, which is a Tainus D'Oraisa, you're only permitted to eat if there's a suffix Sakana. On a Tainus D'Rabbanon, in the Mishnayis and Masechus Tainus D'Rabbanon, that Bezna is Goyzer, so it says, Beferish Chodesh Ein B'Sakana is permitted to eat. Even on Tisha B'Av, Chodesh Ein B'Sakana, it says in Shulchan Aruch, is permitted to eat. When the Taneisim used to be Medivri Kabbalah, when the Navi Zechariah, when they built the second base Hamikdash, and they asked the Navi Zechariah, Ha'efka b'chodesh ha'chamishi hinozeh, should I still fast, should I still cry on Tisha B'Av, like we were crying the last 7 years? So the Navi said, Psak, three-part Psak, that sometimes the Taneisim are Medivri Kabbalah. So when the Tainus is Medivri Kabbalah, then the Rabbein Atam and the Tshuva writes that only a chodesh eish b'sakona, only a sakona, because Medivri Kabbalah, Kedivri Torah Damyon, it would be the same as Yom Kippur. Usually we assume that a real Issa Medivri Kabbalah has the same Choymer Hadin as an Issa Deraisa. It probably would not be Mekel for a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana. You only Mekel, you're not even, Chodesh Eim B'Sakana, you're not even Mater a Malocha Medirabban. You're only Mater a Gzera Derabban. So I would think if it's an Issa Medivri Kabbalah, it's Mochomer than a Malocha Medirabban.
You need to go buy medicine on Shabbos for a Chodesh Eim B'Sakana? And so we said it's probably mutter because they're all just gazeros. What if you have the option of having a goy do it for you? Is that an advantage, or since they're all gazeros, is it the same thing?
No, that's certainly an advantage. You lower the level of these. Instead of me buying it myself, I'm lowering the. It's a shvuz de shvuz. I make it less. It's better. This distinction that the Ramban made between a molochim and the rabbanon and a gzera and the rabbanon. It appears here in this sermon, in other areas of halacha also. Let's say macholas asuras. So, let's say basa b'chol of deraisa, zasa b'achilu, osa b'anoa, osa b'bishul, all three. Basa b'chol of derabbanon, let's say to cook chicken and milk. Is a machlekes hatanoim, and some rishonim hold that we should paskan halacha, that chicken and milk is an issa deraisa. We don't paskan like that. Bottom line, we paskan halacha, that chicken and milk is only derabbanon, so it's muta b'bishul, Muta Bahanoa, it's a Mishnah in the end of Kolabasan, middle of Kolabasan, Chulin. It's only Osa Bachilim. So if you have chicken and milk cooked together, that's Macholas Hasuras the Rabbana. What about Bishal Akum? Let's say a goy will cook food. So that's a Gzeira Mid the Rabbana. The Chacham, they didn't declare that it's Macholas Hasuras. There happens to be a big Machlokes in Yerideya. If you have something that's treif and it gets mixed into kosher foods and you can't identify it, you can't separate it. So if you have shishim, it'll be batel b'shishim. Do you need shishim by bishul akum? Let's say a guy cooked some flesh, kosher flesh. A guy cooked some kosher flesh. And then it got someone made meatballs out of it. Everything is all mixed in together. So would you say you need shishim to be batel bishul akum? What would you say is batel b'reish? So that's a big machlokes. And Yeridei, we paskin that is batel b'reif. So the Rana and the Tshuva explains why. It's not even macholas asuris min derabban. That's the fundamental machlokes. Is it macholas asuris or is it just a gzera derabban? So here in the Shulchan Aruch, they point out, this is really the Gemara. The Gemara said, The Gemara said, if you have a choyla, she'em a sakona, so you can ask a goy to cook food for the choyla. Right, but the goy is going to cook the food, is going to be an isa bishal akum. So that's the bottom line on page 330 in Sifu Tes. Choyla she'em a sakona, muta be bishal ein Yehudi. Bishal akum is muta. That's the Gemara. You can ask the goy to cook the food. So there's such a Gemara, Psochim. Gemara says, Psochim, to eat macholas asuras shloka derech achilosai is muta ben atarin osam ad rabbanon. Or to get hanoa, we even not only to eat, we pass on like the second lashon in the Gemara. Even if you have something that's also bahanoa, let's see, habasa b'cholav deraisa, it's also bahanoa. So I'm going to get hanoa shloka derech achilosai. Normally, if you have basa b'cholav, what hanoa do you have? You eat it. Let's see, a guy takes basa b'cholav deraisa, he puts it al gabi makosai. He has a wound. And he puts it on the makkah, it's going to help to heal it on the weekdays, not on Shabbos. But he's getting hanoah from the basa b'chol. He's getting hanoah from the basa b'chol of deraisa. Let's say basa b'chol of deraisa. Asmana is going to get hanoah. So the Gemara says that shaloka derech hanoah. So that's not the normal way to get hanoah. So that's only osam the rabbanon to eat macholas hasur shaloka derech achila, or even to get hanoah from yisuri hanoah shaloka derech hanoah. We paskin is only in isa the rabbanon. So the Gemara says makom chodesh em b'sakana is mutter. So the Rishonim have a whole machlekes over there. They run on Psochim, in the second pair of Psochim, go to machlekes of Rishonim. What about macholas asuras the Rabbanon? What about, let's say, chicken cooked in milk? It's macholas asuras the Rabbanon. Would you say, chodesh ein besakana, and he needs food in order to get better, would you permit him to eat treif of food that's only treif from the Rabbanon? So we paskin in Yerudea, not allowed to. You only make it by shaloka derech achilosam, shaloka derech anosam, and when make alam bishul akum, why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, sifkot and samach gimel on the bottom of the page 330. The afal gav dishar isuri derabbanon also l'chol l'shem b'sarkona, as it says in Yerideya Kufnun. Hey, shiny bishul akum. It's only a gzera mederabbanon. That's shloka derech achila, shloka derech hanoah. That's a gzera mederabbanon. That's not a real iser. It's not a nisa derabbanon. It's a gzera mederabbanon. So just like in Hilchos Shabbos, we distinguish between a malocha de rabbanon, then a gzera de rabbanon. That's the whole thrust of this Ramban. He said to be matir a malocha de rabbanon is only by a sakana saver. To be matir a gzera de rabbanon, every chodesh ein besakana. So there is such a distinction in other areas also in macholas asuras between what's only asam itam gzera de rabbanon and what's asam itam macholas asuras de rabbanon. Right. That's a machloikis in Rishonim. The Machaber in Yerudei quotes two opinions. If a goy cooked, let's say a goy came to my home and he cooked kosher food in my pot, so I'm not allowed to eat the kosher food because it's bishul akum. Do I have to kasher the pot? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes a machloikis. So the Ran in that tshuva explains that there are three issues that are toli zebize. One is whether you need shishim or roiv is enough. The other one is a little complicated. And the third one is this, that you have to kasha the kelim or not, because the whole din of tam ki yikir, that you have to kasha the kelim because of nesinas tam, Tam Kikar only applies in Macholas Asuras. That's what the Bali Atesis say. The Rash writes like that. If you're dealing with something that's not Macholas Asuras, so there's no din of Tam Kikar. Let's say a guy worshipped Avodah Zarah. He bows down to this Gemara. So the Gemara becomes Asabano, let's say. And then I'm cooking some food, and someone dropped in the Gemara, and the food tastes better because of the Gemara being there. But the Gemara is not also b'achilu. It's also b'hano. It's not macholas asuris. But it's always also b'hano. So there's no din. I say it's batel b'roid. The tam is batel b'roid. Even though it enhances the flavor of the michael, there's no din of tam ki ikir because it's not macholas asuris. There are yisuri hano. Not every yisuri hano is also b'achilu. Not every yisuri achilu is also b'hano. That's a double poshut. Chazer and the Beilus the Treb is also b'achilu muta b'hano. But there's not Yesh B'chalma Simona that anything that's Asa B'Hanoah is Macholas Asuris. Yisuri Hanoah, you're not allowed to eat because you're getting Hanoah from it, but it's not called Macholas Asuris. You only say Tam Ki Iker, Macholas Asuris. So the Ran and that Tshuva, and the Tshuva Saran explains that the two opinions in the Rishonim, whether you need Hagola by Kalim, whether Goy cooked kosher food, whether Bishul Akum requires Hagola, is totally in the Shaila, whether Bishul Akum is Macholas Asuris. Did the Chachamim Geizah that it's Macholas Asuras or not? So Mikir Adin, we should really paskin that you don't need Hagola. But nonetheless, we're Machmer. That's a question why. On the other two issues, the Raman had three, the Ran and the Tshuva had three issues. On the other two issues, we paskin, Bishalakim is not Macholas Asuras. And all of a sudden over here, we paskin, you don't need Shishim, it's Batel B'Roid. And all of a sudden over here, by Hagola, we paskin, you do need Hagola. So that's a question why. Why don't we accept that Talias of the Ran? Here the Mishnah Berurah discusses this case. Let's say they had a chol l'shem b'sakon on Shabbos, and the doctor said, if he'll eat food, he'll get better. So they had, you're not allowed to cook food on Shabbos. Cooking food is a malacha deraisa, you're not allowed to. So he has to go and he ate the food. So let's say some of the food is left over on Mitzoy Shabbos. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, even the chol himself is not permitted to eat the food that's left over on Mitzoy Shabbos. Because now there's a brera, have a Jew cook the food. So the rest of the food is us. So the shaila is, we're usually machmer that you have to do hagola on a kli that has a bliya bishalakum. It's a shvera chumra, but that's what we're machmer. What about over here? Would we be machmer over here or not? Because the food that the goy cooked for the choyl on Shabbos, he was allowed to eat. It was beheta. The Jew was allowed to eat it. But the leftover food, he's not allowed to eat on Mitzoy Shabbos. And the food that he cooked on Shabbos, no one else is allowed to eat that food. Only the choyl is allowed to. So is this considered Iser, even if y'all Bishul Akum is an Iser, but here it was Heter. The Mishnah Berurah says the Chayla says a bracha over here. Even if you hold in general that you don't see a bracha on Macholas Asuras, the Rambam's opinion, but over here it's Beheter. He's eating it Beheter. That's halacha. Bishul Akum is mutter for the Chayla Shem B'Sakon. So the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel over here. He thinks that over here you don't hakelim. That's the first wide line in the Mishnah Berurah on page 331. The hakelim should be shalein yehudit sichem hechsher, but not over here. In this case, he thinks that you can be mekum. A semech aleim quotes in Yeridei, there's a machlokes, and the one who relies over here, in the kelim shabish l'mayim chayla b'shabes, la hipsit. Here he says you can be mekum. Because it was mutter for the chayla. The whole thing was behet the gomer over here. Even though it's left over, he himself may not eat on Mitzoy Shabbos. And others may not eat what he cooked on Shabbos either. But for the chayla, it was mutter, so he thinks over here it's kedai to be mekum. Yeah, that's a shaila that comes up. Let's say you have a non-Jew converts. So he's been practicing keeping kosher for the last couple of months. So he threw out all of his old pots and pans, and he buys new pots and pans, new dishes, and he's keeping kosher. And then he converts at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So in the morning he made fried eggs. He made hard-boiled eggs, and he has leftover eggs. So he's not allowed to eat the eggs that he cooked in the morning. He has to kosher all the pots and pans now. Because everything has a bliya bishul akum. Maisim b'chol yayin. Happens all the time. There are people converting every day. And they've been using kosher pots and pans for the last couple of months. So the minig, the common practice is that they don't kosher the pots and pans. So that's what to discuss. Okay, that's what to discuss. The whole reason for bishul akum is akzera mishum chasnos. He may marry the other person's child. I'm going to marry, who am I going to marry over here? I'm the akum. I cook the food in the morning, so I'm going to eat the food in the afternoon. I was just toivel in the mikvah 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the reason for the gzeira certainly doesn't apply. But the Shulchan Aruch says that even if a galach, the galachim officially don't have any children. Unofficially, maybe they do, but officially they have no children. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch, years ago, the galachim used to be known that they used to bake good bread in Europe. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, even if a galach baked the bread and officially has no children, so what shaykh mishum chasnus? So it's a loy plug rabbonim, even if the chashash doesn't apply. All right, but at least unofficially, they may have children. But over here, what's shaykh over here? So that's the question. How far do you go with the loy plug? Maybe over here it doesn't make any sense. Does he have to kasha the patzer? Probably doesn't have to kasha. Okay. Okay, that's what to discuss.
So, if it's a official akum, would someone have to, a ger, would he have to be machmen for krovim also?
What do we have to be machmen?
For a ger. You have to be machmen for krovim for like parents, siblings also?
I mean, someone else, a different nachri, cooked the food in his kosher pot.
The kosher pot food is for official akum because they haven't converted. They're not Jewish.
Yes, he's not allowed to eat. I think so. That's like the galach. Even though the reason may not apply, but the gzera still applies. But the question, does it apply by me? The guy himself, Bishalakim, it's my own Bishalakim. I used to be a goy, now I'm Jewish. So that's very questionable.
So what if they're two goyim? A non-Jewish husband and wife, they were at the same time, so they're both using the kitchen. There is chatzim at this. They can marry each other. They live in the same home.
That's the question. Does it make sense to say Bishalakam, I'm not allowed to eat the food that I cooked in the morning? I left over. I was careful the last couple months to cook only kosher food, kosher pots. You got to tell me, I'm not allowed to eat the food. So it's a Bishalakam for myself, from the husband and the wife. They were preparing the whole time to convert. Questionable. Okay. The Pashta says that they're not. I don't think the Rabbanim tell them they have to kosher the pots. I don't think they tell them they shouldn't eat the leftover food either.
Himself,
so therefore what?
We should say there is chasnus.
There is at least a chasnus. Okay? That's what to work on. Okay.
But really, but based on that, but then the former person, should, the guy before he converted, should be dead. He doesn't exist anymore.
He's dead, yeah.
So you can't marry a dead person.
But you can marry his daughter. You can marry his daughter. Okay, it's a side point. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah happened to discuss over here about Bishalakim, the Shulchan Aruch discussed. Okay, good. Yeah, what do we have on the first page here, on page 325? The Mishnah Berurah writes at the last line in Sivkotin Vav that if the Chayla doesn't want people to be Mechal Shabbos for him, he's sick on Shabbos, and he said, I don't want you to drive me to the hospital on Shabbos, Chilul Shabbos. He'd rather die. He'd rather die than have someone be Mechal Shabbos. So the Radvaz and the Tshuva says, you have to be Medabrim Alibi, you have to explain to him that this is a Chassidus Shel Shtus, that there's no such thing as a Midas Chassidus to be Mechal. So I think we mentioned, in that Issa V'Heter, in the last chapter in Issa V'Heter, he quotes there was one of the Balei HaTosfos. It wasn't the Rabbein Tam or the Ri. I never heard of the name, some obscure, on the Balei HaTosfos that we're not familiar with, who was deathly sick before Yom Kippur. And the doctor said, maybe if he eats on Yom Kippur, maybe he'll survive. He probably will not survive, but maybe if he eats on Yom Kippur, maybe he will survive. So this Balei HaTosfos held, it ain't Sofik Moitzim Midei Badai, so he didn't eat on Yom Kippur, and lo and behold, he died. So they all held that Doma Berosho. All the Balei HaTosfos were angry. Not allowed to fast. If the doctor said that, it's a Sofek Sakana. So one of the Tshuvas for him, there's a Tshuva Sefer Dvar Yoshua. He used to be a Dayan in the Rabbanut, and he was a Rav in Galicia before the war. So he has all Tshuva about this to try to knock sense into the Balei HaTosfos. Isn't that a Hasidish Shel Shtus? What does that mean? The Balei HaTosfos knew how to learn. All the others said Doma Berosho. It's his own fault. He should have eaten on Yom Kippur. So what's a degahalta? Why did he think that it is a midas chassid? Why did he think that you should fast? Whatever he thought, we don't pass him like that. Okay, that's the din here. And then you.
Someone had Torah trying to say he knew he would die even if he didn't eat. So there's nothing to eat by eating, so you can't eat.
Okay, that's an interpretation, right? That in the Isavetta doesn't say it like that. The Isavetta says the doctors told them that if he eats, he maybe stands a chance of surviving. So you're saying that he felt himself that it's not true. He knew better than the doctors. He felt that he doesn't stand a chance. Could be that. That's the pshat in the Maaseh Shehayah. Okay? Okay. If he feels so weak that he knows he doesn't stand the chance of surviving even if he is going to fast, then there's no head to... the only question is maybe Chayisho. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos even just to extend. That's in Shulchan Aruch, the favorite. That's Gemara's like that. You're permitted and obligated to be Mechal Shabbos even if you know that you're not going to extend his life significantly. He'll only survive another couple of hours. Let's say a person is deathly sick, holding by the end, and then he takes sick on Shabbos. Are you allowed to take him to the hospital? Mechal Shabbos, take him to the hospital. He's going to die anyway in the coming days. It's just a matter of time, just a matter of hours. So we say yes, that Chayisho is also a consideration. And Mechal Shabbos, and you're over Yisurim for Chayisho. So most probably, if he would have eaten on Yom Kippur, Mestama, he would have died a couple of hours later. Al Pi Pashta. So there should also be... Okay, and then you have the din. So how many categories are there? There's a bari who doesn't have a mechesh bi'alma, that there's no isur refuah at all. Then there's the bari with a mechesh bi'alma. That's when you have the isur refuah. Then you have sakonas aver. Then you matir even malachas derabban. And then you have sakonas kol aguf. So when you have sakonas, and then you have suffix sakona. Then you have suffix sakona. The Gemara says that not only is pikuach nefesh deicha Shabbos when it's a vaday. Vaday choyle sheesh b'sakana, vaday refuah, even if everything is a sveksveke, that's 2 days in the Me'iri, in the end of Yuma, and we paskin even a sveksveke, you're also decha Shabbos, even on a sveksveke. And even if it's very far-fetched, even if it's a very far-fetched tofik sakana, you're also decha Shabbos. So one example is Simen Shin Lamed. Simen Shin Lamed is a yoledes b'Shabbos. So it says here, page 340 in Sif base, no, in Sif Aleph, Shin Lamed Sif Aleph, it says when you have a Yoledes, she's about to give birth, and we need something, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. However, Mikol Makom, that's the second line in page 340. Mikol Makom, however, Cholmashi Yichelim Lashanas Mishanim. That's a Beferish Gemara. Whatever you can do, Ayidei Shinoi, so it'll only be an Issa de Rabbanon, so you should do. Kigon, for example, in Tzrich Melahavi Lakli, Mavi Lachavet Tatole Bissar, Vechen Kokayotze Bazet. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, let's say the Yoledis needs oil for some reason or another. After the birth, I don't know, they want a Shmir oil. So instead of carrying a bottle of oil, they didn't know from the way we are so makbet about germs. So they would Shmir their hands with oil. They don't have the oil here where she gave birth, they have the oil down the block. So I'll Shmir my hands with oil, get all full of my germs. And I'll come over here and I'll squeeze off, I'll rub off all the oil, and then we'll apply the oil. So in the days of the Gemara, that was considered sanitary. So the Gemara says, rather than carry the bottle of oil in my hand, I should do like that. So it's all kalachayat. But the Gemara talks about, I pour the oil in my hair, it gets absorbed, then when I come to the oledes, I squeeze out the oil from my hair. And then I'm going to apply the oil to her. So the Gemara says, but it's a malacha deraisa of disha of schit. And the Gemara says, ain't schita b'seyor. That's the famous Gemara, ain't schita b'seyor. And on that Gemara, the Rambam says, yeah, ain't schita b'seyor means menator, but with the Rabbanon, there is schita b'seyor. That's what other Rishonim don't agree with the Rambam, but that's what we're machma like the Rambam. That with the Rabbanon, there is schita b'seyor. So that Gemara says, you should shmir on your hands, you should put it in your hair and squeeze it out, or you should put the bottle in your hair. That's how it's so a kalachayat. Normally, people carry things in their hand or in their pocket, or they carry in a bag. But when here, she's going to carry the bottle. In tzich lahavi lakli, maybe lachavet tatali b'sayra. You're hanging in your hair, so it's kalachayat. So does this indicate that by that simin shin lamed? What about in simin shin chav ches and shin chav tes? Also, you say like that. That whenever you have a choleshe, let's say you have a choleshe yesh bo sakana. The yoledes is a suffix sakana. You have a choyle sheyesh b'sakana. So whatever you can do, ayidei shinoi, you should do. So let's say you have to call 911, whatever, you have to call Hatzolah. So you should try to dial with your left hand instead of dialing telephone with your right. You should try to do everything like they shinoi. So that's a big machlokes harishonim. So the Mishnah Brura writes in page 340 in Sivkot Nehei, that's in Shin Lamed Siv Aleph. Afila mande amad mesim shin chav ches if you dialed. The God did pikuach nefesh le baya shinoi. That's a machlokes harishonim. Whether pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos or pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra. The Gemara has these two expressions, benegir to in Yumad of Vav, Dav Zayin, the whole sugya. If you have a korban shezmana kavua, we usually call it tuma hutra betzibur or tuma duchuya betzibur. A korban tzibur versus a korban yochid. The Mishnah explains in Tumor, it doesn't really depend on korban tzibur versus korban yochid. Ruba de ruba, 99% of the korbanos yochid are not zmanam kavua. And the Ruba de Ruba, 99% of Karbanas Tzibur are Zmanim Kavua. The minimum stuff on Zmanim Kavua. You have a Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur, you can bring it whenever you want. That's a Karban Tzibur, that's not Zmanim Kavua. And once a year you have a Karban Yochid, that is Zmanim Kavua, the Par Kain Godel on Yom Kippur. It's a private Karban. Parachatos HaShalom, he pays for it, it's a private Karban. And it's Dechay Yom Kippur because it's Zmanim Kavua. But the Mishnah uses such Lushainas. That Karban, usually we say generally, Karban Yochid is not Dechay Shabbos and Karban Tzibur is Dechay. And the Mishnah in Tumur explains, doesn't really, it's not accurate, 100%. It means, Korban she zmana kavua is decha Shabbos, Korban she zmana kavua is not decha Shabbos. So the Gemara has a whole, and same thing, decha tumah. Whatever is decha Shabbos, decha tumah. So the Gemara has a shaila, a machlokes hatanoim, and a machlokes hamaroim, what's the din? Do you say tumah is hutra betzibur, or tumah duchuya betzibur? Am I nafkemina? What does it mean? If hutra means that it's hata gomor. If duchuya, say Rashi has a loshin, because he tirater. It's muta with a krechts. What's the difference with this muta without a krechts? It's only muta with a krechts. So the Gemara says, there in Yuma, the difference is that you have to try to avoid using the head. If it tuma duchuya betzibur, that's how we pass it. Tuma duchuya betzibur. There are more nafkaminas, but this is one nafkamina that's nageh here. So if tuma duchuya betzibur, it's only muta because hitira hatoira. So whenever you can avoid it, you should try to avoid it. But if it's tuma hutra betzibur, it's hatagama, so you don't even have to try to avoid it. So this is the big machlokes that the Mishnah Brura tells you. Look in Shin Chav Ches if you daven machlokes in Mechaber the Ramo had a pasuk. It's machlokes Harishanim whether tumah hutra whether pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos or pikuach nefesh on Shabbos is hutra. Shabbos is hutra het the gom. That's a big machlokes Harishanim. How does it say in Rambam? Look in the Rambam. Hilchas Shabbos, the Seder of the Rambam is totally out of order. The Rambam is known for his Seder, everything so Masudadik. So the whole Rambam here is out of order. He should have first given all the Lamates of his Malachas. And then he should have said about the Dinam of Pikuach Nefesh. In Perik Beis, Halacha Aleph, he talks already about Pikuach Nefesh is Decha Shabbos. He talks about the So they explain the Rambam. I think in Perek Aleph he talks about Hadlokas on Eres. Hadlokas on Eres that begins. He doesn't go from Erev Shabbos. Not like the Shulchan Aruch goes in order. Erev Shabbos and Shabbos. He doesn't go in order. He puts it in a logical order. So what does he put Hadlokas on Eres in the beginning? He puts Pikuach Nefesh over here. It's totally out of order. So they explain that the Rambam was fighting with the Karoyim. He lived in Egypt and they were blessed with a lot of Karoyim. So the Rambam has to write, Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. The Karoim didn't accept that. And you're not allowed to sit in the dark on Shabbos. You have to light candles, and we pass, and you even say a broch on it. It's a big mitzvah. It's not only not an aver, it's a big mitzvah. So the Rambam, that's historically why the Rambam puts Hilchas Pikuach Nefesh in the beginning of Perek Beis. So the first word in Perek Beis is Dechuya, in big letters. The first word is always in big letters. There arise Dechuya hi HaShabbos Eitzel Sakonos Nefoshes Kishar Kol HaMitzvah. So that's what many Achrayim assume. The Rambam said, Dechuya is Dechuya. And others say they don't think that in Tziv writes, he doesn't think that the Rambam meant to be so technical, Dechuya versus Hutra. He's not so convinced. Even though they printed it in big letters, he doesn't think that necessarily means that. Anyway, he said, that's a machlokes, the Mechaber the Rambam. Whether Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra Dechuya. And Afkaminu, should you try to avoid it or not? Ramosha has a tshuva, he says, the Ramo is machmer, we're Ashkenazim, the Ramo is machmer, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is dechuyis. They have to try to avoid it. So he says, if a religious person is a doctor, he should have an unlisted number, so no one will be able to call him on Shabbos. So how's going to get any patients on the weekdays? How does Rav Moshe visualize a doctor getting any? I mean, the patients have to walk into the office. He has to hang up a shingle outside and have to walk. He can't have a telephone number. It's very strange. Rav Moshe says, "Ad kedei kach." The Ramot Paskin called Nevesh on Shabbos is only dechuya. You have to try to avoid it. So he thinks that the Afruma doctor shouldn't have a listed phone number because someone's going to call him up and it'll have to be Mechal Shabbos.
Yeah.
What? What?
Can you just turn off on our disconnected?
Yeah.
You got like a lawsuit or something.
Okay. So the Mechaber quotes the Rambam in Shin Chavtes. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam. Really, the Gemara, the Rambam Adaranik Nech, in Sif Yud Beis, that's on page 328. In Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber is, Kishimachalim Shabbos halachod sheish besakone, mishtadlim, you try, shalol asos sa'ide eni Yehudi. You don't ask a non-Jew. You don't ask a child before bar mitzvah katan, who's not a bar chiyuvim in Torah. You don't ask women who are not so medactic. The Gemara says, "Ein oisim dovize aydei noshim and ktanim and nochrim el aydei gedolim." That's the lashon of Gemara. You should have adults do it. That people shouldn't think that it's really usher. You have to get a guy. You have to get a katan. You have to get a woman who's not so religious, not so knowledgeable. No, you should dafke do aydei gedolim. So the Rambam writes, Gidoli Yisrael v'chachamim. The Rambam understood, Gidola means Tamir HaChachamim. It doesn't mean Gidola adults who are passed by mitzvah as opposed to that. Gidoli Yisrael v'chachamim means you go out of your, you don't try to avoid it. That's why the Netziv thought, when the Rambam writes in the big letters, Gidui, Dechuyah, Hashabbos, he doesn't think that he meant Dechuyah, Dechuyah. He meant Hutra, didn't mean Dechuyah, because the Rambam quotes this Gemara, and he says, not only that you don't, because we're afraid if you'll always be mahara to get a goy or a cotton, so if the goy or the cotton won't be available, we won't be mechal Shabbos, and the patient may die. No, the Rambam says he asked the Rabbanim to be mechal Shabbos. He dafked the mahara to ask the Rabbanim. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rambam. It's both in the Pirush HaMishnayis and Perek Mefanim. Here the Mishnah Berurah there on page Lamed Dalet. It's the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis Perek Mefanim. And then it's also in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam says, it's like, this all the Chachamim. I remember years ago, one of the Talmidim who learned for Rav Elwala Soloveitchik in Europe said that he remembered on Shavuos. I told the story. Remembered on Shavuos. Rav Elwala Soloveitchik had a table that had room for 11 chairs. So he invited 11 people to come from the different yeshivas to learn. So they picked out, I think, four from the Mir Yeshiva and two from Radna and two from whatever, different yeshivas. They used to give yeshiva in his home. And they usually used to stay for a year. They used to learn it. So once on Shavuos, they were davening in shul. In the middle of Chazoras HaShatz and Shachar, someone ran into the shul. And he said that a Jewish university student was just run over. There was an accident. And he wasn't a local citizen. He wasn't a Polish citizen. He was from some other country. And they're not going to treat him unless they contact the consulate from the country that he was from. So Rav Elwala Soloveitchik ran out in the middle of the davening. He said, the Rambam says, the Gedolei Yisrael v'Chachamim have to do. So he ran out. So they told the Chazan he should daven slowly. He should daven slowly, give Rav Elwala a chance to come back. So daven slowly, daven slowly. He says that how to say hallel. So he said hallel slowly. Then he said kaddish. Then they had kriyas haTorah. Then they had misha beirachs. They said he should say more misha beirachs to give Rav Elwala a chance to come back. How long can you wait? So they had to start musaf. So Rav Elwala came in the middle of tefillah balachash. And because everybody was davening, so he couldn't walk up to the front, so he had to daven in the back. He didn't have his machza, so he davened by heart. You know Musaf Ayanta by heart? Probably most of it you may know by heart. You know the Karbonis by heart. Yomak Bikurim. Most people don't know by heart. So after the davening was over, they told me this story. I was asking Rabbi Sheps, used to be a Rebbe. Rabbi Simcha Sheps was a big Talmud Chacham. He passed away a long time ago. He was a Rebbe in Torah Vadas. And he had learned, well, he was Zeicha, he learned Barav Elvela for a year. He learned the Miri Yeshiva, then he learned Barav Elvela for a year. So I mentioned to him on one occasion that we have tshuvas from Abchaim Moiser that he himself printed, and Achiezer, the three binders of Achiezer. Then you have additional tshuvas that were written by Abchaim Moiser, which he never edited. So apparently when he wrote a tshuva to someone, so he said regards to this one, and Penach Agus is not feeling well, he put in, how's the Rebbetzin doing? He would put in other things. So when Abchaim Moiser printed the tshuva, so he edited them, he left out all the things that are irrelevant. He only printed the tshuvas that are Nogei L'Doros. And when after he passed away, and they printed the additional tshuva, so they printed the whole tshuva with all of the things. So he has one tshuva where he writes, it's a tshuva to his brother-in-law, Rabbi Kosofsky, who was a rabbi in Johannesburg. So, Shaila Bagger Kotma de Mil Mosa Dazbez. So he writes a tshuva, and then he writes, and yesterday Rabbi Velvelo Soloveitchik visited by me, and he also agreed with me. So I asked Rabbi Sheps, and then on one occasion I asked Rabbi Sheps, Rabbi Velvelo Soloveitchik with Paskin, Shaila, and Yerideya. He was known, he never wanted to Paskin anything. So he said, it can't be. It can't be, it didn't happen. He said, Rav Elvela would never pass Kana Shaila even for himself. And he tells me this whole story, that Rav Elvela, after he finished davening Musaf, after they all finished and everybody was walking out of shul, so Rav Elvela walked over to the Dayan of Simcha Zelig, and he told them that because he was so tumult, he walked in the middle of Musaf and he didn't have a machzer, so he doesn't remember whether he davened the Shachriz Dikash Shmona Esrei or the Musaf Dikash Shmona Esrei. So what's the din? So Simcha Zelig started asking him, do you remember, did you say Atav HaChatana? Did you remember this? Did you remember that? He didn't remember anything. He was so tzatumah that he didn't remember anything. And he says, what do you mean? Rav Elvela wouldn't paskin a shayla for himself. A shayla he wouldn't paskin for himself. You're going to tell me he's going to agree with Rav Chaim Moiser to paskin about a ger katan for Johannesburg? He says, I can tell you what probably happened was like this. Rav Chaim Moiser worked out what he thought the psak was, and then he was going to bounce it off of Rav Elvela. So he told Rav Elvela. Rav Elvela just sat there. He said, I can almost swear Rav Elvela didn't even shake his head. He would probably just sit there, and he didn't say no. So because he didn't say no, so Rav Chaim Moiser wrote, Rav Elvela was paskin. That's what he said. He said, Rav Elvela wouldn't paskin on his own. But he said, that was the Maaseh Shohaya. And then he said, and then Rav Shep said, and who do you think the university student was? An Apikiris. Who went to university? Not a religious boy. And Gansen and Apikiris. And Rav Elvela went to be Mechal Shabbos for the Apikiris. The Rosh in the end of Yuma quotes this machlekes, where the Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutro Tchuya. And then he adds on, the whole machlekes only is on Shabbos. And Shar Kol HaTarkul, everybody agrees that it's Tchuya. And other Isurim, everybody agrees that it's Tchuya. Only on Shabbos there's an opinion that it's Hutro. That's exactly it. That case is Shar Isurim. That's not Shabbos. You're talking about Shnius Larais, that Rajbo. So that's for sure Tchuya. On Shabbos only it's a machlekes. That's what the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din. Let's say there's a person who's a choyle mesukan on Shabbos, and the doctors say he has to have flesh. So we have two options. We can either give him besar nevela, or we can shecht the chicken and salt it and cook it for the choyle, and he'll eat kosher. So the Gemara says, shecht and l'choyle b'Shabbos. You're permitted to shecht for l'choyle. So all the Rishonim ask the kasha, why shecht and l'choyle b'Shabbos? Why don't you give him nevela? If we're going to shecht, it's going to be an Issa Karis, it's going to be an Issa Skila. Chilu Shabbos is an Issa Skila and Issa Karis. And if he's going to eat Nevela, it's only an Issa Lav. So the Gemara says, whenever you have to violate, let's say you have to eat on, you have to eat tray for food in order to save your life. You have a choice. You can either eat Tevel, which is Misa B'dei Shamayim, or eat Nevela, which is a Lav. So the Gemara says, eat the Nevela. It's only Malkus. It's not Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara has a lot of details. Which is mochamen and what? Machila mosal akal akal tchilo. So shouldn't we argue over here? Shouldn't we argue the point to say machila mosal akal akal tchilo? You should try to minimize the iser. Wouldn't it be better, rather than we should be machal shabbos with malocha deraisa shechna lechayla, we should feed him the vela? So the Rishonim give different answers. So the Rosh quotes one answer, So the Rosh quotes one answer, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Hutra, and Pikuach Nefesh on Kol HaTarakula is Dechuya. So if we're going to Shech L'Choyle B'Shabbos, that's Hutra Hetagoma. So there's nothing wrong. Pikuach Nefesh is going to matter the Choyle to eat Nevela, that's only Dechuya. So it's better to have a Heter of Hutra than to have a Heter of Dechuya. That's the Chiddush of the Rosh, that Shabbos is Hutra, Kol HaTarakula is Dechuya. Others hold that even Shabbos is Dechuya. So why wouldn't it be better to give the chayla the nevela? So some shadim say, if the chayla is going to realize that it's nevela, he's an adult and he never ate nevela in his life, he's probably going to throw it up and he's going to get sick from eating the nevela. Psychologically, he's not going to want to eat the nevela. He's not going to want to. So it's just not going to work. So we have no choice. We don't have an alternative. We don't have a choice either to give him nevela to shecht. We have no brer, we have to shecht. And other Rishonim say a different teretz, that's the fancy teretz, that if you're going to shecht l'chayla b'Shabbos, he'll do one malacha of netilas neshama, do a malacha once, a malacha chamura meyoy. But if you're going to give him nevela, he's going to have to eat a few kezesim of nevela. So even though eating nevela versus chil Shabbos, nevela is the lesser of the two evils, but you're going to eat five kezesim of nevela, that's going to be five small averas is worse than one big avera. So that's a pilpul, whether that's a big pilpul, which one of these terutzim do we accept? Which one is the correct teretz?
If the Gemara says that you need to do with the dolem, how can people say that it's dechuya? How can we show you?
They say it doesn't mean gedolei yisrael v'chachamim like the Rambam, who seems to hold hutra. It just means you shouldn't go out of your way to have children before bar mitzvah goyim, because next time you may not have the goya, the child available, and then you may dilly-dally to get a goy, and then the patient may die in the meantime. So we don't recommend it. It's really the chuya, and really would have been better to have a goy do it. But if you're afraid that it will always be medactic to have dafke a goy or a katan, what's going to be next time when you won't have a goy or a katan? So then your patient may die, because you won't realize that it's had the gomer for the Jew to do it.
And you wouldn't say it for other shinuyim? Next time you won't realize that you can do it in the proper way if you want to, if you need to.
I don't know. It's a problem. So the Ramah paskins the chuya, and he says if a goy is easily available, you should get a goy to do it. But if you're afraid the goy will be lazy, then you should do it yourself, even if the goy is easily available. If you're afraid the goy may not do such a good job, don't take his time, and the patient may die in between, you should do it yourself. And if you can do Ayudei Shina, you should. But if you think Ayudei Shina is going to cause it to take extra time, I'm going to dial the telephone with my left hand, it's going to take twice as long until I'm going to get the Hatzalah to come. So the patient may die, so if there's such a concern. So the Ramah says, don't do Ayudei Shina.
That also apply to a doctor, a Jewish doctor, that we might be concerned that if he's always calling, gets his non-Jewish colleagues to do it, and maybe if there comes a situation where they're not available, he wouldn't do it. Would that apply? Would it matter who the patient is?
I don't know. It's a good question. You got to work on it. I don't know. Yeah, there are different cases that the Shulchan Aruch says shikris is not considered a chayla. It's not considered a chayla. What if a person has a bad breath and he wants to rinse his mouth out with that? It shouldn't have a bad breath. Sif Lamed Vav on page 334. You're allowed to rinse your mouth out. That's not called a chayla. Yeah. What if? So there, Rabbi Kiveger quotes a Tosefta, I think, that it's awesome. So that means the Shulchan Aruch paskins against the Shulchan Aruch is quoting Rishonim. So it's against the Tosefta. So some of the later Rabbi Kiveger just points it out as an issue, as a problem. So some of the later Gedolim think that it's not a stira. The Shulchan Aruch is talking when the fellow has Re'ach HaPeh, has bad breath, that's not called a Choyli. So he's allowed to take mouthwash that it shouldn't smell bad. What if he has Re'ach HaPeh because he has some kind of an infection inside and he takes a medication? He rinses his mouth with a medication in order to heal the infection. So that's what the Tosefta is talking about. If the Re'ach HaPeh is caused by a Choyli, and you want to heal the Choyli, so that would be awesome. So that's the Shaila. What if you have mouthwash? The people use mouthwash which is medicated. So a lot of people use it. They don't have any infection. They rinse their mouth every day, a couple of times a day, whatever, that they shouldn't have a bad breath. The main kavanah is really that they shouldn't have a bad breath. But also it happens to have medication in it also. So maybe that would be considered like a Michael Bream. Since people who don't have any infection, they just don't want to have a bad breath. They don't have a bad breath. They want their breath to smell good. So they use the mouthwash. There's no choli at all. So since Briam would use it, the mouthwash, even if there's no choli at all, so even one who has a problem with an infection, with a reich hapeh, and the mouthwash is medicated, maybe that should be muta, because that's like a Michael Briam. That's what some say. Let's say a person has to take some medication on Shabbos, so he's not even a choli shem b'sakana. He's not allowed to take the pill. So let's say he'll take some applesauce on Erev Shabbos and he'll mix in the contents of the pill and mix it together. Now you look at the applesauce, it looks like regular applesauce. It doesn't look like anything else. So in this Simon Shin Chav Ches, there are two Yisurim of Refuah. There's an Yisur to prepare the Refuah, even if a guy is going to take it. There's an Yisur to prepare Refuah. Shem Yishachik Samorim, then there's an Yisur to apply the Refuah. So whenever it's Refuah Shein in the Keres, then it's Mutter to have it. So let's say, if I mixed in the medication into the applesauce on Erev Shabbos, I didn't do anything wrong, then if I want to eat that applesauce on Shabbos, other people eat applesauce also. You can't tell by looking at this applesauce that it has the medication in it. So many hold that's mutter. That's refuah shein in the keres. That was the klal we discussed last time. The Gemara is the Feresh like that. Mishnah is like that. Refuah is only also on Shabbos if it's nikir. Whenever it's not nikir, it's not. That was we discussed the other day. Machlokes Satanoim. Shemen verit is very expensive. So in the days of that's in Simen, the Simen before Shin Chav Ches. Yeah, Shin Chav Zayin is the Simen before Shin Chav Ches. So, on page 324. So in the days of the Gemara, in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, there was a common practice, in the days of the Gemara, there was a common practice, people would smear their bodies with oil. So if a guy has a choli and he smears with oil, that's refuah shein in the keres. Other people would smear all the time with oil. The Ramo says in Sif Aleph, on page 324, Shin Chav Zayin Sif Aleph, Uvumachim shenogim losach b'shemen ki'im l'refuah. If they don't smear with oil, little babies who smear with oil, women smear their faces with oil for their complexion, whatever. But normal people, I think, in America, don't smear with oil. So Ramo says if the meaning amachim is that normal people don't smear with oil, chol shemen osa, then you're not allowed to smear on Shabbos if you have a choili, because then it's refuah hani keres. So b'zman ha'gemara that people used to shmir with oil, but shemen verit is very expensive. So if I'm a millionaire, and I have money to burn, and I can shmir with shemen verit all the time. So even if I have a machla, and I'm only using shemen verit to heal myself, that's called Michael Bri. That's refuah shein in the keres, or that's muta. What if I'm a poor man? And it's obvious that I can't afford shemen verit to shmir all the time. It's only because I'm sick I'm taking it. So is that called refuah hani keres or not? So the Mishnah has a machlekes satanaim, whether kol yisrael b'nei malachim or not. Kol yisrael b'nei malachim means every Jew deserves to be a millionaire, and therefore he deserves to be wealthy, and it shouldn't be. We should treat him as if he was a ben melach, and it's called a refuah shein in the keres. So they say, no, kol yisrael b'nei malachim ninu. He's not a wealthy man. So for him it's a refuah in the keres. It's a strange machlekes satanaim. Whether kol yisrael b'nei malachim or not, you have it in Bava Metzia. We learned last year Bava Metzia. The din is, let's say, I borrowed a fortune of money, I owe thousands of dollars. I have no money to pay. So the Bezin comes and they see, hey, I have a television. What do I need a television for? They take the television, they auction it off, and they give the money to the Malva. Then they see I have suits in my closet, very expensive suits. I'm not a millionaire. I'm a Rebbe in Yeshiva. Why do I have such expensive suits? Do they have the right to say, they have to leave, they can't? We write in the shtar, afilim eglima dal kasve. You have a right to collect even the shirt off my back. So the din is you don't take the shirt off the guy's back. You don't take the glima. That's called machlekes in the shayla in the gemara, machlekes in the rishayim. We paskin misadrin lebal choyv. That you leave him the shirt on his back, you leave him his clothing, leave him a suit for Shabbos, you leave him a suit for the weekdays. He has to drive to the office to work, you leave him an automobile to drive. You leave him the basic necessities. You don't just leave him in his underwear. You leave him the basic necessities. The Rabbi Natan paskins a misadjan b'chav, but we don't follow Rabbi Natan. We paskin misadjan b'chav, you leave him. That's the shayla. When you leave him, do you leave him tefillin the Rabbi Natan or not? Because Rabbi Natan holds a misadjan b'chav. The others hold Masad Machav, don't hold from Tun Rab Deinitam. It's in Europe, they used to be, they used to ask, what's the din? Masad Machav, do you take away his Tun Rab Deinitam? So there's a Machlekes HaTanaim. If you hold Masadrin Le Bal Chayiv, he has a very expensive suits. But he's not a millionaire. He's not a, he can wear plain suits. So do we auction off the suits and we get some money and we buy for him less expensive? He doesn't need a $1,000 suit. He can get a suit for $200, $150 also. He doesn't have to be dressed in riches. So that's a machlekes, but the kol yisrael b'nei melachim ana. So what's the connection one with the other is questionable. The machlekes there, kol yisrael b'nei melachim, is lishitasam here. What's the connection is you have to break your head. But that's where the Gemara puts together these. That's the machlekes hatanam. In the opening Mishnah and Brachas, there's a discussion when is Sof Zman Kriyat Shema. So we pass the Sof Zman Kriyat Shema as the end of Gimel Shoaz Bayom, Zman Shebere Melochim Om De Mimita Se. The people who don't have to work for a living, people have to work for a living, have to wake up 6:30 in the morning to go to Shul, to Daven, and to get to work. They can't lazy around in bed till 9:30. So we paskin that Sozman Kriyashma is Bizman Shabinei Melochim Mom and the Mimita Sem, till Sov Gimel Shah. So that's all Achrainim on the first Mishnah. And Brachas is Akasha, but we don't paskin call Yisov Bnei Melochim. So why does the din depend on when the Bnei Melochim wake up? Okay. So they have different suggestions on that Kasha. Yeah, the Ramban writes on that. The Ramban also deals with that Kasha a little bit, the Mohammed in the beginning of Brachas. So he says, it says in the Chumash, Beshoch Becho, and the singular, it doesn't say in the plural. So usually dina manikva based on the roi b'nei adam, what roi b'nei adam do. But here, since it says b'shoch b'cha u'vikum mecha, it goes on the miut b'nei adam. When miut b'nei adam are going to sleep, when the miut b'nei adam are waking up. So since there is a class of people, the b'nei malachim, who mosey around, lazy around in bed until 9:30, so is man kriyashma is when the miut b'nei adam wake up. And the same thing. The earliest time to say Kriyat Shema. Who's waking up? Mashiachir es Chavero. A lot of people in the dormitory. No one's waking up at 6:30 in the morning. Mashiachir es Chavero. That's when Miut Ben Yadam are waking up. So he says that Tchilas Hazman, the Sof Hazman, depends on the Miut Ben Yadam because it's written in the singular. That's what the Ramban says. But others give other truths. Okay, so you have this Machlekes by the Duchuyo Ahutra. It's a Machlekes HaRishayim, the Rosh in the end of Yuma. And the Rosh says over there, the Machlek is only, well, like he said, Machlek is only on Shabbos and Sharkala Torah Kula. Everybody agrees that it's Duchuya. So therefore the din is Machil Mosa Akal Akal Tchila. If a fellow's stuck, he's at a concentration camp, whatever, Rachmana Litzlan, and he has to eat some treif of food in order to keep himself alive, and he has a choice, either to eat Tevel, which is Misa B'dei Shamayim, or to eat the Chazer. So the Chazer is the lesser of the two evils. So that's Machil Mosa Akal Akal Tchila. We assume because it's dechuya, because nevesh and kol tarkula is deicha the yisum. So dechuya, you have to try to minimize, you have to try to limit. So you say machila masa akala kal tchila. And by Shabbos it's a machloikas. And mechaber paskins hutra. The pashtus is that the Rambam holds hutra, not like he says in the big letters dechuya. And the Rambam paskins dechuya. So the shaila is here on page 340 in Shin Lamed by the Oledis. It says beferish. B'chol ma sheyichalim l'shanes mishanim. Why do you have to try to be Mishana? If you hold that it's Hutra, let it be Mutter. So the Mishnah Brura quotes from the Magen Mishnah, I think. Yeah, he quotes from the Magen Avraham, Shein Magen Mishnah, Chen Kosev HaMe'iri. Okay. Because the Oledes is not a 50-50 Sofik Sakana. It's not so common that a woman dies at childbirth. It's very rare. So the din is that not only Sofik Pikoch Nefesh Deicha Shabbos 50-50, even at it's nowhere near 50-50. It's very far away from 50-50. So still the halach is, l'holcho b'bikoch nefosha sachar haroiv. So that for sure is the chuyah. If it's only a far-fetched suffix, sakana, that the Mishnah Berurah says that everybody agrees. That's the chuyah, that's the gemara, kol ma sheyichalim l'shanes mishanim. And in Simen Shin Chav Ches, where it's a real suffix, sakana, so that's a machloikah. So that's a mechaber paskins that is hutra, and others hold that it's the chuyah. I think we did discuss Kol Tzarachov last time. Anybody remember? The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Magen Mishnah, has a fantastic Kiddush. When you have That's on page 326. And there's a long bir halacha there, the Ramas called Kol Shevigilim. Let's say you have a chole mesukan, and he's in the hospital, a religious hospital, Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim, and the doctors have to treat him on Shabbos. So if it would have been the weekdays, they would have done this and that and the other thing. They would have a whole procedure, 25 things. On Shabbos also, they're allowed to do everything, or do you say, no, they're only allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to the extent that it's necessary to save his life. But later on, that he shouldn't have scars, that it should, the cosmetic part of the surgery, that he shouldn't have a scar on his cheek and so on, that's not Dechah Shabbos, and no Pikoch Nefesh over there. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens that when you have a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, the Loshen of the Magen Mishneh, Osim Lo, that's the last line on page 326 in the Mechaber, Osim Lo, Kol Shevigilim La'asos Lo B'chol. You treat it like a weekday, by Chodesh Yesh B'Sakana, there's no Shabbos at all. Hutra, Heta, Gomer, Kol Tzorach of everything. So the Mishneh Berurah is very upset about this Magen Mishneh. He says it's a Ramban says like that, and he wants to make it that everybody disagrees. He makes all the Rishonim disagree, and he comes to the conclusion that you shouldn't follow the Shulchan Aruch. You should only be Mekel under abundance. He's not happy even under abundance, but he says he should only be Mekel under abundance. So that's famous. Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik has in his sefer, when Rabbi Avraham Soloveitchik passed away, so they printed a little sefer on Rosh Hashanah Yom HaSukkah. So they printed this piece. It was written by Rav Elbow. So they printed this piece at the end of Yuma. And when they printed the Sefer on the Rambam, so they reprinted it there, this piece, in Hilchas Shvisas Osor, that his father, Rav Chaim, Paskin Natzon. His father, Rav Chaim. It's not really Rav Chaim, because Rav Chaim is really Rav Chaim Balozhin of Paskin. This was the Psak HaMkor. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik didn't discover America. He rediscovered America. Okay, but America was discovered already before. So this was the Netziv writes. So when he came to the yeshiva as a teenager, before Bar Mitzvah, when he came to Valozhin, this was, he says, the Nachlas David was still alive. I think we spoke about it before Yom Kippur. Yeah, no? Nachlas David was still alive. Nachlas David told him, he learned Bar Chaim Valozhin. He was from the first group of Talmidim. And he was a Magid Shir in the yeshiva during the lifetime of Bar Chaim Valozhin. So he said, this was the Psak HaMukubal in the yeshiva in the whole city. Bar Chaim Valozhin was the Rav in the city. That Kol Tzorach, he passed like this. You have a real chole mesukan on Yom Kippur, you don't tell him to eat pochas mikishir. He eats regular meals like on a normal day. If the person, let's say you have an older person who is weak and the doctors are afraid if he's going to die, if he's going to fast, he may get seriously sick and he may die. So he's not a chole sheesh b'sakana, he's just weak. So then you have to give pochas mikishir. But if the person already is a chole sheesh b'sakana, then Kol Tzorach, you have him eat normal meals. It really says in the Mishneh Berurah also, but people don't read the Mishneh Berurah in Hilchas Yom Kippur. It says Beferish in the Mishneh Berurah also. So Rav Elbow Soloveitchik, he goes one by one. He doesn't mention the Mishneh Berurah in his essay, but he quotes all of the kashas of the Mishneh Berurah and he answers them one by one. He says all the cases the Mishneh Berurah quoted, the fellow is not yet a Cholei Sheyesh B'Sakana. It's a suffix. He may become a Mesukan. So if he may become, so then you don't have the heter called Tzorach. Called Tzorach is only if he already is a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakhan. It's a difficult word. And then he writes at the end of the piece that people used to tine against Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. Why is he so mekel in Hilchas Yom Kippur? Why is he so mekel in Hilchas Shabbos? So he said, Rav Chaim used to answer, I'm a machmer and I'm a mekel. I'm a machmer in Hilchas Bikoch Nefesh. Don't tell me I'm a mekel in Hilchas Yom Kippur, mekel in Hilchas Shabbos. He's a machmer in Hilchas Bikoch Nefesh. So that's the Shailas, and the Mishneh Berurah thinks you shouldn't use this heter of Kol Tzorachov on their rices, only on their abundance. Rav Yosef Engel has an interesting chiddush in his Sefer Asvan der Reise. He says, every person has an obligation of piri v'rivi, you have to have children. The Gemara has a machlekes in Yevamos, the end of Perek HaBoyev into, what if a person had a son and a daughter and they died before they had a chance to have children of their own? So you're not yet to the mitzvah piri v'rivi. So if one's child takes sick on Shabbos and Yontif, and there's a suffix sakana, so everyone has a chiyah pikoch nefesh to save his life. The father has a double chiyah. He has to save his life pikoch nefesh, and if he doesn't save his life, he's mevatel the mitzvah of piri v'rivya. If mesu, ad shelo helidu. So he says the father has a kedima to rush the child to the hospital, because he has two mitzvahs as opposed to one. I don't know, I think if I would be the father, I don't know how to drive a car. So there's nothing to discuss. But even if I would know how to drive a car, I think I would, the father would be so nervous that he's going to get into an accident. I would recommend that you get someone else. But he says, if there isn't such a chashash that the father's going to fall to pieces, then he says the father has the kedima because he has a double chiv.
Would there be a difference if that son has also kids and then therefore might not be involved?
Right. So if they have many children or the son already has children, so then there's no issue. So there's only one mitzvah. Then the father is equal to everybody else. Right. That's what he writes. But whenever they don't have children yet. Yeah. Then there's a Gemara, the last line in Shin Chav Ches. No, it's not the last line in Shin Chav Ches. The last line in Shin Chav Tes. That's on page 339. Sif Tes. Shin Chav Tes. Sif Tes. Kala Yetzim Lahatzel Chaz Mechle Zainim Limekaimam. That. If the doctor had to go be Michal Shabbos to save the patient, so we allow the doctor to come back home. That's called Hitiris, that's what the Rishonim have such an expression. Gemara has the expression in Beitza, the first pair. Hitiris Soifam Shem Tchilos. What's the Pikoch Nefesh in coming back? There's no Pikoch Nefesh, the Pikoch Nefesh is to go there. Because we're afraid, if we won't permit the doctor to come back on Shabbos, we're afraid he may not want to go in the first place. He wants to be home with his wife, with his children. He doesn't want to go to the hospital. So he may dilly-dally. He may not want to go at all, and the patient may die. So we tell him in advance, don't worry. After you take care of the patient, we permit you to go back. So the Pashtus is, in the Rishonim, the Shita Mekubetzes, and the first Perek in Beitza points it out, the Pashtus and the Gemara like that. And the Magen Avraham quotes this. You're only mata de rabbanim. You're not mata de raisis. So how come over here it says, the soldiers went to save someone, the last sif in Shin Chav Tes, soldiers went to save someone. They were allowed to come back, they clay zainam, they were allowed to come back with their weapons. What about Hoitzor? They're carrying. They went to a different city, they went in a tank. How are they allowed to drive back the tank? So the Chelkas Yoyev has a tshuva about this. He has a whole essay. Tirisam Shib Chilasim is only under Rabbanon. What about Hoitzor? He says he doesn't know. He says, if anybody has a better teretz, please send me a letter and I'll include it in the second edition. He does not. He says, maybe the teretz is that Hoitzor is a malocha grua. So maybe we're making on Hoitzor. Tosis on the first daf said Hoitzor is a malocha grua. So Tosis only says that there's a havamina. If you wouldn't have psukim, you would have said a hina here. But Tosis never said halocha lemaisa. Is there a difference in din between Hoitzor? The other 38 malochas said the Pima Gadim said it. The other Pima Gadim said it. Gemara daf Peyom and Aleph said about Hoitzor. If he carry out a chatzis shir and it's eaten up before he carried out the second chatzis shir, then the Gemara says it's not mitzdarev. So the Pirma Gadim thinks that it's only by Hoitzor, because Hoitzor is a malocha grua. He thinks by other malochas there wouldn't be such a din. That you need the first chatzis shir should be kaim when you do the malocha on the second chatzis shir. So the Pirma Gadim assumes that it's an afkamina ledina Hoitzor malocha grui. So that's what the Chelkas Yoav says, he doesn't know a better teretz. But that's the Shaila. So Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote a tshuva. He thinks that the Hatzolah people are allowed to drive back on Shabbos. He tears up Mishum Trilosim, even though he assumes that driving an automobile is a Malocha Deraisa. Chacham Avadya has a tshuva. He thinks that driving an automobile on Yontav is only Derabbanon, because Moile Reish Michodosh. He thinks it's only Derabbanon. Most of the Achranim holds only Derabbanon. But driving an automobile on Shabbos is a Malocha Deraisa. So Rav Moshe thinks even though driving an automobile on Shabbos in the Malocha Deraisa, he thinks the Tirus Ham Shem Chilosam is Mutarad Deraisa for Harai from Hoitzor. This is the Harai from Hoitzor. Yeah, but it's against all of the Rishonim. It's against all of Poskim. So that's where Rav Shlomo Zalman printed a tshuva in disagreement with Rav Moshe Feinstein. So he writes, I mentioned it, he writes on the title, he has an asterisk, and he puts on the bottom of the page, he asks permission. Rav Moshe Feinstein to publish the tshuva against his opinion. Rav Moshe gave him permission, so he's permitted to print the tshuva. I didn't really know them that well. You could have fooled me. I would have thought Rav Shlomo Zalman knew how to learn like Rav Moshe, but he felt that he's not allowed to print the tshuva, disagreeing with Rav Moshe without permission. So he writes before he writes the tshuva, before he prints it, he has permission to print the tshuva. So he writes the general, that's what the most assume, not like Rav Moshe. It's a difficult shuvi Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe insists that it's mutar even deraisin because of the siftes, it's hoitzor. And the Chalkas Yerb does know the teretz. He's bothered because it's maybe because hoitzor is a maloha grua. That's a problem. But there are klolim here. Maybe next time we'll start. When do you apply hetir sofer and shim tchilos and when not? So the Chasam Sofer has a tshuva about that. He says, let's say I'm a chole mesukan and I drive to the hospital. So they have to encourage me to go to the hospital. I don't need encouragement. So there's no heter hetir sofer and shim tchilos. Only if you're mechal Shabbos with someone else. The other guy's sick. So the Chasam Sofer says, what if it's a nochri who's sick? So we're mechal Shabbos for Nochrim also, because we're afraid. If the din is in the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch, not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for Nochrim. And the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes the Prima Gadim, he's surprised why the doctors violate the din of mechal Shabbos for Nochrim. So Rav Moshe writes, Apela on the Mishnah Berurah, what do you mean? He doesn't know that the Gedolim were mekel to be mechal Shabbos for Nochrim, otherwise they'll make a pogrom. That's what he asked on the Mishnah Berurah, why he quotes the Prima Gadim. The Gedolim after the Prima Gadim said, today we have no brayim. But the Chasam Sofer writes in his tshuva, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Nochri patient. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because otherwise they'll make a pogrom. So that's Pikuach Nefesh for me. So there wouldn't be any Hetir Sofer from Shem Tchilosam. If I'm going to save the life of a Yehudi, so then you can say Hetir Sofer from Shem Tchilosam. I'm going to save a life of a Nochri, that's I'm going to save my own life. So then you don't need encouragement. So there's no Hetir. Or let's say the doctor has rotation. He has hours. He has to be in the hospital on his job. He has to be in the hospital on from Friday afternoon 1 o'clock till Friday night 1 o'clock at night, till Shabbos morning 12 o'clock in the morning. But what do you mean? Hetir sofer shem tchilos? You have to encourage him. That's his job. He's not going to be in the hospital on Shabbos. They're going to fire him. Everybody knows that. And then they have to hetir sofer shem tchilos only if he went on Shabbos. If he went on Erev Shabbos, we don't have to encourage him. Chasam Sofer has all of these limitations. You don't always apply hetir sofer shem tchilos. Okay, but Lineta, next week we'll continue. We have to have a vote. What are we going to do after we finish the Shabbat Nefesh?